Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeah, you do. You have to listen to The Grilling Guys because you are. Each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM, we are live out at the Rockford Ace Hardware on Northland Drive, just north of Rockford. You got to get up here and check this out. We've got five different grills going. If you're in the market to shop for a grill, today's the day. We've got everything from pellet grills to Goodwin smokers, Kamado grills, regular Weber gas grills. It's all happening right here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys on grillingguys.com. You can join us on Facebook /Grilling Guys if you want to contribute to the show. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And follow us around the country with our crazy grilling antics. And maybe you might pick up a few tips on grilling. Maybe you'll teach us a little something.
Yeah, you know what? We've had a lot of people stopping by. They've got all kinds of samples of stuff that they're cooking up here today. But right now, we're going to go back into Lowell and talk to Bob's daughter, Maggie. Maggie, out there?
I'm here.
Hey, Mag.
Hi.
So it's so nice to have you on my show.
Oh, I'm honored.
Well, you know, Maggie has spent some time in Florida at a restaurant that was a very high-end Mexican restaurant. And when she moved back to Michigan, she brought back a recipe for guacamole that seems to drive everyone in our house, and there's usually a crowd there. It drives people crazy, and she has to now make double and triple batches because it honestly just goes that fast. So I just wanted you to share your recipe with everybody.
Okay. Well, you have to start out with good avocados. At the store, they have those bags that have like four in it, and they're always really crappy. So you have to buy the bigger ones, which cost a little more, but it's worth it. So you have to start
avoid the crappy avocados. Okay, that's the first tip. We got it.
You don't want it to be hard, because then when you go to mash them, they don't mash, and it turns into chunky. It's like disgusting. So make sure they're soft to the touch. So you take two avocados, cut them in half, pit it out. Keep the pit, though, because you're going to need it later. I take one lime. I actually usually take two limes because I like extra lime juice. And none of this is cemented in. You know, you can do whatever you want. Add more, add less. It's to taste. But so I take one lime, two avocados, and then I set the avocados to the side. I take the lime juice, squeeze it in a bowl. I usually use a fork to get all the juice out. And then I take white pepper, salt, and garlic powder. I usually do equal portions of all three. So I do about 2 teaspoons of all three, and I mix it in with the lime juice. And then I take the avocados, and I mash it into that, but don't mash it up too much. And then I take a quarter cup of red onion, a quarter cup of jalapenos, fresh jalapenos, not the pickled ones, a quarter cup of fresh cilantro. I mince it up. And then I mix all that in there, and then the very last thing I put in is the tomatoes, because you don't want to mush them up too much. And then that is it.
It's awesome. I never used to like guacamole until Maggie started making this, and I'm a pig.
Yeah. Well, I know that. I've been sitting beside you now for a couple of years doing this. But Maggie, so you just put this on just a regular nacho chip?
Yes. My favorite actually are the lime-flavored chips.
Yeah, you like the lime. You want an extra lime in there and lime on your chips. That's good, though. All in honor of Cinco de Mayo. That's awesome.
The avocado pit, if you put it in the dip, like if you put it on top of the dip and you put your dip in the fridge, it'll keep the dip from turning brown.
Yeah, that's a really cool magic trick that she taught us also. You keep that pit, because if you don't happen to eat it all, which hardly ever happens, you can store that. And you know how guac will turn kind of brown on you. Well, anyway.
I can't take credit for that. That's Katie's tip.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us, Maggie Nirmico, chef du jour Mexicano, and now you're going down to the Bob. She works at Gill's at the Bob, but she's taken, guys, so don't get your hopes up. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local at the Rockford Ace Hardware on Northland Drive, just on the north side of Grand Rapids. It's the Beltline as you get down into town. It's called Northland Drive up here. You got to get up here and check this out. We got five different grills cooking. We're doing pizzas, sausages, bangers. It's all happening. And I tell you what, all of that meat came from the grist mill. And the grist mill is over in Cannonsburg. If you've ever been out to the ski area, take about another mile to the east beyond the entrance to the ski area, and you come down into the little burg of Cannonsburg. And in Cannonsburg, there's three or four businesses that are owned by a gentleman by the name of Don Kurlewitz, and one of them is called the Grist Mill. And if you've not been to this place, this is like a little bit step back into time.
It's like a general store.
It is. It's exactly what it is. You've got gasoline. You've got charcoal. You've got a wonderful meat market there. They make their own salads. They make all their deli items. It's just a fantastic place to go. And every time you buy a grill here at Rockford Ace Hardware, they're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the Grist Mill so you can go over there and get your first set of steaks on Rockford Ace Hardware.
You buy a lot of steaks there, Randy. What do you think of Don's steaks?
You know what? There's a guy named Gordy Albrecht there who's the butcher, and he's the real deal. He's not somebody that just comes in and does this on a part-time basis. Gordy's a professional meat cutter, and he will cut up any steak you want for you. You give him a little bit of notice, any thickness, any cut you want. I really enjoy the place, and it's like going home. They're very community-driven. They're on the Grist Mill is on Facebook. They've got a web page. The restaurant across the street's called the Honey Creek Inn. There's just a lot going on in downtown Cannonsburg, and if you've not been out there, you got to give this place a try.
You know, we got to do a couple shout-outs. One of the shout-outs we have to do is to the Ferris State University ROTC group, headed by Sergeant First Class Sean Freeze. They are doing their commissioning ceremony today. Good luck and hoo-ah to you guys up there. We also want to send a little shout-out to the folks at St. Anthony's. We're going to be there May 19th. We're going to be at St. Anthony's for Can-Am Dodge. And next week, we're going to be at Sobey Meats.
Yeah, I tell you what, that Sobey Meats trip is one that I always enjoy. The last time we were there, this story just resonates in my mind. We were doing our remote from over there, and the Grilling Guys rap came on, and we had 9 or 10 people standing at a meat case with their head bobbing, looking at the meat they were going to buy.
It was like a Kia commercial.
Yeah, I know, man. It was awesome.
Cool little hamster.
Yeah, I got one more shout-out, too. Met a guy this week that his name's Mike Walder, and he works at the fire station on Franklin Street, fire station number 2, and they have a gourmet cook there named Mike Wittevine that does a lot of grilling. And I tell you what, between those two guys, we're going to find a way to get down to fire station number 2 and light it up with those guys, because they are grilling aficionados, and we want them to teach us a thing or two.
Little shout out also to the boys in the Ionia prison system out there, all the guards in Ionia prison. You've got like 5 or 6 facilities out there. A buddy of mine, Tom Greenhoe, checks in with me all the time, and those guys are just good, faithful listeners. So thanks so much out there, and thanks for keeping all those creeps under lock and key.
It is the Barbecue Nation. We are live and local at Rockford Ace Hardware on the north side of Grand Rapids. Get up here. You got an opportunity to try one food off one of 5 different grills today. Coming up next, we've got Diana Stampler. She's going to do a little On Tap Michigan. Tell us what's going on out in the microbrew world around the state. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, lights. Your world is built around the faces of a clown. Voices in your head think this for a box.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.